Ron Green is director of the Ethics Institute at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
On what kind of ethical ground is the Jones team?
Well, I think it's consistent with research on the human embryo that's been going on since well before baby Louise Brown was born. The effort has been to first do things in the laboratory, and human embryos have been manipulated and used for almost 30 years in the laboratory.
Does the embryo have any rights?
Well, that, of course, is one of the great debates in our society today. Some people believe this is a potential form of human life. Some regard it as an equivalent human being to you and me. Others say, no, it's not that, but it has substantial moral weight. And still others say, no, until at least some point in development, the embryo doesn't have any claims sufficient to offset the scientific value of using it in research. So there are very different points of view in our society.
Is the Jones team using the argument of the abortion law, the well-being of the adult taking precedence over the rights of the embryo?
Well, I think the thinking that goes into our abortion laws, that the embryo is not the same thing as a human being, a full human being or child, is certainly at work here. And in fact, in our society at this time, this is legal to do.
Does it raise other new ethical issues?
Certainly, there are people who feel that this is the beginning of a series of forms of research that can imperil human life. I think there's also a concern that there's something unseemly about the deliberate creation of life for the purpose of destroying it. On the other hand, I do want to point out that this is routinely a part of research. For example, in Britain, it's been permitted by law expressly for over a decade. And the first research on in vitro fertilization, in order to be safe, presumed that first you would try to create embryos in the laboratory, that you would not transfer to a woman's womb in order to assure the safety of the procedure. So something we take for granted today, tens of thousands of children are being produced by IVF. That whole technology was produced in much the same way.
Should one be concerned about made-to-order body parts, creating an embryo for the sole purpose of harvesting organs?
I think that's a concern, and I personally believe that that's something we should probably rule out. We probably can make laws that expressly prohibit the development of the embryo beyond any certain point to prohibit that.
Or made-to-order stem cells.
Well, that's another question. And once again, we go back to what is the status of the very early embryo. There are some people who would argue that so long as the research is stopped before a certain point, I served on a panel back in 1994 that said 14 days is the absolute limit for the maintenance of a human embryo in vitro in a research context. Some would argue that that's a preferable way to go about it. The stem cell lines are better, and the consent of the donors is more explicit for that purpose. So that may be a possibility that this research could lead to.
Well, this latest development alienates some people who would otherwise support embryonic research.
Some people will say, well, look, we told you so. This is what the scientists want to do. If you permit one thing, then this is going to happen, and even worse will happen, the body parts scenario that you mentioned. I think other people would say, look, this is one possibility that the private sector could pursue. The current proposals before the federal government and federal funding are much more cautious and conservative. They would not permit this. So some people would say this is actually an argument for going ahead with federal funding of the use of spare embryos.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ron Green is director of the Ethics Institute at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire.